Blake Baggett, nice ride, man. Great battle with Coop. Whoops were tough, and you got him. You got to be stoked with tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Just plugging away, really trying to get back up there. The past 2 weekends have
Hold
been...
Hold it, Blake. Blake, yeah. Listen, let me jump in right now.
Tom Baggett, everybody. Yeah, Tom Baggett.
This is Tom Baggett. I'm coming in live. Yeah. I just want to make sure that the questions are the correct questions.
It will be all state-issued questions, which is what your network likes to do. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure that they're correct, and then I'll go ahead, and I'm going to be just standing over to the side as he answers the questions to make sure that they're correct. If they're not correct, I'm going to jump right in. Is that okay?
That's fine. Well, we're going to build that wall.
Okay, yes. Yeah. That's what I... The wall, yes. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Steve Mathis, CNN.
Yeah, Steve Mathis, CNN. Track was gnarly for sure, and trying to get up there, and the past 2 weekends had just not been clicking. Starts were off, and the Triple Crown format I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't even charge hard. So your starts off, that's normal, that's fine. But normally you can charge forward. We hadn't seen that.
No, I haven't seen that since I got second at whatever round that was. So just were off 2 weekends, and it was good to get back. Was off in practice, but. I'd hope nobody goes by my practice times because
we don't really talk about those.
Yeah. You shouldn't talk about those.
I thought a real key for you. Whoops! Before the finish, you switched your line to the right somewhere around halfway.
Yep.
They really found a good line there.
Yeah, it was working. It was working for sure. And I just kind of ran out of time. Just took too long to get my passes. Otherwise, I felt like I could have had a good battle with Eli. I don't know if I would have been able to get him, but I felt like I could have got up there and battle. I felt like we had good spots of speed, and he just zapped me kind of quick and then got the guys in front of me, and it took me too long to get the guys in front of me and go. But the whole Rocky Mountain KTM fly team has been good. The 5150, I'm drinking a real one right now.
Yeah, you can not water.
That. No, not water. Real one. Bubba Burgers.
Spam during the week, I hear.
Hat. Yeah, this week we did eat some spam during the week. Bacon flavored.
Yeah.
And so, if our World War II guys can eat it and battle all day.
Why not now?
I mean, the stuff never goes bad, right? It's basically like plastic.
I think so, yeah.
It kind of tasted like it, but you know what? I did it. I did my motos. I felt great, and I'm going to send you some, and I think we should eat some together.
Yeah, we can definitely try that. Battling with Webb, sort of your teammate on KTM, leading the points. You got to be a bit careful, right?
A little bit, but at the same time, it does feel good to be a, we're considered a factory support team, but we're not a factory team, so it does feel good. For myself as well as all our sponsors that put in to get our equipment that we're up there on the podium and not truly a factory supported team or factory funded team, I guess you'd say. We're factory supported but not factory funded team. So
feel that kind of stuff's in your mind, like, hey, I if this was anybody else, maybe I could be a bit more aggressive with him, because at times I thought he was kind of holding you up.
Yeah, there was some spots, but then again, it was tough to pass tonight. The top of the berms were real hard, and then the marble was kind of falling down. It was real crumbly, so it was getting tough on that side of things, and I almost threw it away when I passed Dean. When he hit me, actually, I think he did stand me up and actually help me, because I think I was starting to fall down, and he hit me pretty good, licked me pretty good, and it stood me up, and away I went. So just a tough night. I know there was some stuff, chaos happened in the beginning. But that's what the 450 class is all about now. It's like, it's basically like going to Vegas and gambling. You really never know what you're going to end up with, who you're going to be battling, but it's weird.
Well, hey, man, great ride. I asked Max for a vented fly jersey for my mountain biking. He says they don't make them. They can't have them. I see that, obviously, if my name's fucking Blake Baggett, I can get one, but I guess I can't. But the gear looks really good.
You know, Mathis... Depending on how our relationship continues to excel, because I think we're excelling, and I might put in a good word for you. Back in the day, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even share.
Understandable.
I wouldn't even share spam with you. But, I might be able to move forward. I might, send you some Bubba Burgers and some 5150s so that you can feel what I feel. Yeah. And then I might put in a good word for you to get you a vintage jersey.
Thank you very much. Great job tonight, Blake. Thank you.
Always a good time.